listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you this day. Greetings from the Black Hills of South Dakota, where I am recording this episode, this sermon. I am out looking at the sun rising over the Black Hills, just a little bit north of Spearfish, on a country road. I think I'm by the airport, and just saw a herd of deer run by me on the road. This year of Major League Baseball has been a tough one. Can I get an amen on that? Even with games that are being played now and opening night, quote unquote, this week, there's clearly this cloud over the whole experience with the empty stands and the canned recordings of crowds cheering with elbow bumps and air high fives. I don't know about you, but I'm also concerned for the players' health. Before times, the only ones wearing a mask in the whole stadium were the catcher and the umpire. It's tough. And if you're anything like me, baseball is one of those things that's down in the bones. And not to have it is like a part of me is missing. Football fans, you'll be feeling my pain soon enough, I'm afraid. I know it's a privileged thing to talk about this pain with so many other things going on in our lives and in this world. And I'm definitely not advocating opening baseball up to how it was before, pretending like the world hasn't changed. I'm just being honest with you about my grief here. I really miss the game down in my soul. And so we try to make the best of it. Some I know are trying to look at this year as some kind of a building year or a break, a Sabbath year maybe, studying up on the young players with high hopes for next year. How do you make the best of this beat-up half season? I've wondered about a different kind of coping strategy myself. I'm kind of going inside my baseball self again, and I've slowly been watching my way again through the great Ken Burns documentary entitled Baseball. Has anybody seen that? It's 11 episodes, over 2 hours each episode, about the history of the great American pastime. I love it. I've gotten teared up watching the sections on Jackie Robinson becoming the first African-American player to enter the league, about Lou Gehrig's last speech, and interviews of fans and historians recalling their feelings, their heartbreak, when the Brooklyn Dodgers moved to Los Angeles. It's actually an incredibly rejuvenating and uplifting experience for me watching that. And in the course of the episodes, I continue to come across metaphors, words, and images that are helpful in articulating why baseball means so much to me. I often can't quite explain it, but then I see these interviews and people more articulate than myself saying, baseball's like community. Yeah, yeah. It's about sacrificing one for the good of the whole. Yeah. It's like a refuge from the world. One commentator in the film said that baseball's action is in the absence of action. I love that. It's about losing. Right? Even the greatest hitters are successful only a small percentage of the time. 30%. And you're a record setter. It's about staying the same through the turmoil of change. It's about the past. It's a pastoral game. I don't always have the words for why baseball is so special, so ethereal to me. And I'm reminded how we depend on the help of metaphors and images and words. In our gospel text this day, Jesus uses words and images and metaphors to articulate to the people of Matthew's day not what baseball is like, but what the realm of heaven is like. Jesus uses things of this earth to give us an idea of the very things of heaven. In Matthew's time, the image of a pearl found in a field was a big deal. A net overflowing with fish made a lot of sense. These were things that never happened, you see, but things that people could easily see in their mind's eye. And so these images had Christ's listeners sitting up and celebrating, their imaginations really coming alive, like a Sunday afternoon at the park for me. Perhaps those metaphors don't have quite the same effect for us today. How would Jesus compare the realm of heaven now? It's like a perfectly executed double play. Like a Roberto Clemente clutch home run or a Sandy Koufax strikeout. Or perhaps the baseball images just aren't effective for you. What metaphors might Jesus use to reach your ears? The realm of heaven is like a nap in a hammock after a long and trying meeting. The realm of heaven is like getting a raise. The realm of heaven is like the perfect compliment. The realm of heaven is like a cool sip of iced tea in the shade on a humid, hot Virginia summer day. The realm of heaven is like a reconnection with a beloved friend where you realize that time and distance hasn't separated you at all. The realm of heaven is like joining hands with all those you love and singing grace before a great meal. How we miss that these days. Today we stop, wherever we are, and reflect on the Word of God, Word of Life, as we say each week about these scriptures, Word of God, Word of Life. This is our day to stop and reflect on that Word, and we are blessed by a gospel text that fires images and words at us almost too quickly to catch them all. Barbara Brown Taylor, a biblical and homiletical scholar, says, this text is like scenes glimpsed through the windows of a fast-moving train. Mustard seeds, yeast, treasure, pearl, net full of fish. Just choo, choo, choo. I think Jesus does this on purpose. The realm of heaven is hard to pin down in one image. It's hard to articulate, like my feelings about baseball. And so we look to words and images of things that are before us. Sunsets and smiles and cool drinks and small victories to point to things that are beyond us. We look to words and images of things that are before us to point to things that are beyond us. No image nails it perfectly. God's holy and loving rain come down to earth for us, to us. But even if our language may come up short and incomplete, we realize that God has put so much right before us as we try to describe this realm of heaven. It's so good, in fact, that we can even say that the stuff of earth is like the stuff of heaven. The kingdom of heaven, the realm of heaven, is like a baseball game. A getting together with friends, a warm quilt, a slice of fresh bread. Indeed, the realm of God is not to be found in metaphors of lofty places, like golden castles in the south of France or Crater Lake National Park. But what's striking about what Jesus is doing here is that he's using images that are right in front of us, things that we can all imagine quite clearly, fields and fish and everyday women and men and bread, parts of our daily routines, eating, working, getting by, being in nature, things here and now. Those simple things are what the realm of heaven is like. That strikes me on this journey that I'm on with my family, this cross-country working from the road trip. You know, lots of friends and family. Some of you have been writing and proclaiming to me on this trip, you know, when we report where we're at, people write, you're in God's country now. And it's interesting too, depending on your roots and preferences and experiences, what God's country is. Some say Colorado, oh yeah, you're in God's country. Or Wyoming, oh, now you're in God's country. It's the Grand Tetons and Yellowstone. Or some of those glorious rocks in Utah, those red rocks and formations. Many, it was Crater Lake. Ah, you're in God's country there in Oregon. Some even said, ah, Nebraska, now that's God's country. But we don't have to go somewhere. We don't have to go to those glorious places to get a taste of heaven we see in our text today. God shows us what heaven is like in simple things that are right in front of you. In this holy space and time of worship, from wherever you are sitting. Not just where I am now, not just where you are, all throughout God's holy world. God's realm is right here for us. It's not something that we must build or create or search for or drive across the nation to see. It's already here for you in your midst. The realm of heaven is in your midst, Jesus keeps saying throughout the Gospels. The simple joys, the breath of fresh air, the cool breeze through the trees, the song of the bird, an honest day's work, the sweat of the brow, the warmth of this family of faith, the gift of this day. Thanks be to God, thy kingdom has come. As we pray each week in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom has come. May God continue to give us the wisdom to see this realm come here and now, right before our eyes. May God continue to give us the creativity of language and metaphor to help one another name this realm come. And may God give you the peace and the openness of heart to enjoy this realm of heaven, starting today, right where you are, and into eternity. Play ball. Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.